Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Ali Mack, Mike Johnson, Dylan keeping us on track. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. Do want to remind you and remind myself that we have MGK tickets that we're going to be giving away next hour. So go ahead, save the number. Just makes it easier when I say to call in 404-726-0929. And we are going to get to a mic'd up in a few minutes. We got to talk about New Orleans landing the 2028 CFP title game. Mixed feelings on this?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say. I I've been to many events. Obviously, I've played in New Orleans numerous times, but also I played in the Sugar Bowl. I've attended Sugar Bowl.
Okay.
I've been to other events down at the Superdome. It just seems to work. Bourbon Street mixed with big sporting events just seems to work. The Superdome in and of itself, New Orleans in and of itself, you know, I think leaves a lot to be desired, I think, for a lot of people.
So I might catch a lot of heat for this, but I have never been to New Orleans. Never been. I did live in Mobile for a while, and I just never went over there.
Mobile.
And like, Mobile. As I get further and further into adulthood, I have zero desire to ever go see New Orleans. I just don't want to go.
Okay.
I just don't want to go.
It's Mobile.
I'm not a huge New Orleans person, but here's where I'm going to hold you to task. All right. Because I'm gonna make sure you don't squid billy us right here. All right. You can't tell me you don't have any desire to ever go if you've never been. Right. That's what I'm going to say. It's like my son when he's like, I don't like tomatoes. I'm like, bro, you never tasted tomatoes. Like, what are you even talking about? That's where I would. Now, granted, if you were to go and say, I have no desire to ever go back to New Orleans, I'd be like 100% hear you. Like, fine. Salute. I completely agree. It's fine if I'm going for a college football national championship game or something like that. But if you've never been, like, you probably need to experience it one time.
It just doesn't, I don't think it's my vibe whatsoever. Through all the reality shows I've watched and all the trips these people take.
All right, Allie.
He sounds like
reality TV.
He sounds like
really?
Bo.
That's what you're basing your New Orleans on? What?
This is just like Bo when you were going to Sao Paulo, and Bo was like, oh, you need to be careful now. It's really dangerous. I'm like, how many times you ever been to Sao Paulo?
Exactly.
He's like, I know people.
And I was fine.
What about New Orleans says Allie Mack to you?
That I will say is fair. Actually, I think
she'd like it.
I think you would like it, actually. It's vibey. The people are nice.
Artsy.
It's artsy.
Got good music.
It's a nice vibe, Allie. It's one of those things where I would just don't knock it until you try it. Okay. I think you would enjoy it.
Now, would I go out of my – like I said, am I like, hey, let's pack the bags and take a flight to New Orleans for the weekend? Absolutely not. But surrounding an event, it's pretty good.
There have to be cities, though, that you hear and you're just like, nah. I don't want to go.
Dude.
What city do you just not want to go to?
Vegas.
What?
Oh, my dear God. I could live the rest of my life without going to Vegas.
It just feels like nothing good comes out of going to Las Vegas.
100%.
It just feels like you go to Las Vegas and you're just going to get in some sort of trouble.
Bro, I'm like, how am I? I'm losing at least $1,000 at the table. And I'm just like, why did I come here? I don't even know why I came here. I'm not coming back.
And if we're basing places off of programming, The Hangover.
Yes, dude.
Why would I go to Vegas?
Yeah. You're going to get kidnapped. You're going to get drugged.
Vegas is so true to what it advertises itself to be, though. I absolutely love going to Vegas. Now, I will say you cannot stay more than 2 nights, 3 days. You got to get out because it's a complete money pit. But it is so much fun.
Speaking of, this isn't a city. This is a a country, yeah, that I've just heard that I used to really want to go to, but now I'm kind of iffy about it, Australia.
What?
Yeah.
Because
I see so many TikTok videos now about like how just wild and kooky Australia is and all like the wildlife. Like you could just have a snake just slither up through your toilet.
Bro. Okay.
You could have just a big old spider on your wall, kangaroos busting through your door.
Let me put it this way, and this is what I'd say if Squidbilly was sitting here. What do you think the TikToks for Australians look like for America?
That's a good point.
Bro, you just know Australians are going, I ain't never going to that place.
They're going in on Florida. I already know Australians go in on Florida.
They're like, bro, I ain't never going
there. That man's petting a gator. What is he doing?
Man. You're talking about the outback. You're not talking about, like, the city of Sydney. Like,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Bondi Beach. I would really love to go to Sydney.
It's got to be incredible.
Yeah, and I'd love to go to New Zealand, too. Lord knows. That'd be insane. But, I don't know. Like, and I feel the same way, like, that he's talking about Australia that I feel about you and New Orleans. Like, you got to at least try before you're, like, never.
Okay, come on.
Never doing
that. Australia versus New Orleans. A little bit different.
But it is, but it's not. But the fact that it's so close, like, come on, dude. It's not that hard.
If I'm going to do New Orleans, why wouldn't I just save some time and go to Savannah? It's the same thing,
right? I think New Orleans, no.
No.
It's not.
No, it's not.
New Orleans to me is like, it's like the father of Nashville. You know what I mean? Like, if New Orleans and Austin had a baby, it would be Nashville.
I completely agree with that. Because being to New Orleans and Austin both, I completely
Austin's
agree
the mom,
with that.
New Orleans
and Nashville
is the dad. You know what I mean? And it's just, look, like I said, I'm not sitting up here trying to be the guy that's like, New Orleans is great, because I don't feel that way. But I also have to hold you to task and accountability and say, you at least have to try it before you say, I'm never going.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, and I can't, like, I've never been, one of the only metro areas in the country I've never been to is San Francisco. Do I have any interest in going to San Francisco? No, but I'm not avoiding it either. Like, if they were to play, you know, if Bama were to play out in Levi's Stadium at some point, which is not technically in San Francisco, but I'd go. I know they played there a couple years ago. I didn't go, but I'd go just to see, you know, just to see what I'm missing. Now, I will tell you this, and I know we got to move on to Mic'd Up. Have no desire to ever go back to New York City. None? Dude.
Same.
For a big, sweaty fella such as myself, New York is an absolute nightmare. Like, you're walking everywhere. You got to get in these small cabs. Like, it's an absolute nightmare. Like, it's hard to find places that have, like, ice in their drinks. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, not everywhere has air conditioning. The apartments are literally a closet. Like, I'm so solid on ever going there again.
I can understand the living situation, but going, to me, is so motivational, inspirational. Like, look at all this success, you know, capitalism.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Put me out on Paces Ferry. I feel the same way.
I'm good in Brookhaven.
With the Falcons off this Sunday, we do have an NFL triple header coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It starts at 9:15 on Sunday with the Vikings taking on the Browns in London. After that, it's the Cowboys at the Jets, followed by the Lions at the Bengals. It's all brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com. Three big NFL games all day this Sunday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And as a reminder, Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. All right, so obviously got the trip coming up this weekend. I'll be headed over to Tuscaloosa, checking out Vanderbilt and Alabama. It's been a lot of fun to kind of break that down with my friends because all of a sudden everybody wants tickets, right? And
yeah.
I've been lining this up for a long time. Because this is the Falcons bye week, and I knew I was going to have the weekend off. So I was like, hey, if I'm going to go to a Bama game this year, I think I've been to, on average, one every 2 years.
Okay.
And I did go last year, but only stayed for like one quarter. That was this Nick Saban field thing. So I'm going to Tuscaloosa this weekend. It'll be a lot of fun. I'll be reporting back on that. Obviously, you know, we'll talk about it tomorrow, but I'll report back on Monday how I feel about that entire situation. All right, which brings me to the Mic'd Up topic of the day. And this is about a conversation we've had about PFF on this show numerous times. And I could not agree more with the man that is the defensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs, Chris Jones, who was a defensive tackle for Kansas City, all pro in every single way you can think of, a great player in the NFL, possibly even borderline on future Hall of Famer, the way he goes about his business. Well, Steve Spagnuolo, his defensive coordinator, was asked if there's any concern about Chris Jones's play, because his PFF grade hasn't been very good.
I don't know how you put a grade on somebody when you don't know actually what their assignment was or what they were being told. So I don't know. It's like that from our standpoint. I thought Chris in this particular game had a real big effect on the game. They obviously found ways to double him, whether it was two linemen, the running back at times was chipping inside, which you don't see a lot, but that was the Chris Jones effect. A number of times that he didn't get there, but I think he forced the quick throw or step up. So, you know, from my standpoint, I don't remember what Chris's actual grade was, but I know that at the end of the game, I thought the guys up front, Chris included, had a big effect on the way things went.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I checked. Chris Jones is the 73rd ranked interior defender right now in the NFL. That's not great.
Mm-hmm.
My question always has been, and there was a bunch of people weighing in. This was put out on Twitter from numerous accounts. One of the flag bearers for the anti-PFF crowd has always been J.J. Watt. He's like, I am instructed to do so many different things on any given play. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm reading the quarterback and the running back ducks inside and, you know, makes a 5-yard run. Am I getting deducted for that? Nobody knows. Like, that's what's crazy about PFF grades. I have been on this bandwagon, and Dylan will remember this and respect this. I have been on this bandwagon since we started the show. I'm like, PFF grades don't mean crap. Like, you don't know. Nobody even knows what it means when you have an 80 or a 90. It's like, hey, this is the best left tackle in the NFL this week. He graded out at 84. And you're like, how is that possible? There's nobody that graded out higher than 84. It's not like a percentage. It's not like one you got right. How am I grading a left tackle on a play where there's a bootleg to the right? Like, is he just running? Like, is that right. What he's getting graded for? I don't know. But then I will say, last year I kind of got caught in the crosshairs of this, and you'll remember this, where Raheem was like, you know, Arnold Ebuketie is ranked really high on PFF. And I was like, no!
Say it ain't so.
No, Raheem. But I think that all kind of brings it back. And I do. And Steve Spagnuolo said this. He was like, there's a lot of good tools on PFF. The player grades is not one of them.
Okay.
I don't need the premium stats, great. Break down what this team's trying to do, where this team's running, how good they are on third down in these situations, what personnel they're looking at. There's so many different cool things to look at. Player grades is not one of them. And I am personally sick of having to see when I wake up on a Monday morning or a Tuesday morning that this guy was the highest graded right tackle in the NFL this week. And I'm like, what'd he do? I don't know. Was it good in run? I know that they break him down, but we have no idea. And I'll just give you one example before we have to go to break. This happened when I was probably my second or third year in the league. Tyson Klebo was our starting right tackle. We were supposed to run a draw. Devontae Freeman was the running back. We were supposed to run a draw play. Matt Ryan was going to show pass, and then he was going to hand it off to Devontae Freeman, and Devontae Freeman was going to take off running. Well, Devontae Freeman didn't know that that was the play. Mm. He had no idea that he was supposed to be running a draw. So Tyson Klebo takes one pass set, throws his body in a lunge at, like, you know, a cut block for a draw play, and Devontae Freeman just goes out on a pass route. And Matt Ryan is forced up in the pocket, and he has to just get sacked by the guy that Tyson Klebo was supposed to be blocking. Now, does the guy at PFF know that Devontae Freeman missed the play call, or does he think that Tyson Klebo just gave up a sack?
Mm.
Don't know. And that's where my problem lies with PFF. I will get off my soapbox now. Thank you guys so much for paying attention.
I appreciate that insight. Coming up, we do have the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. What are your thoughts on PFF? I would love to know your opinion. We're taking grades for the Falcons. And, of course, the big news coming out of yesterday, Brian Snitker is retiring or stepping down is management. Who do you want to see fill his shoes? Who can fill his shoes? 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.